Holy shit. Holy shit. I'm still alive. I'm alive. Okay. I need a radio. Okay. Where's the radio? Okay, there. Hello? Hello, is this transmitting? Anyone? Hello? Anyone, please, if anyone can hear me. I'm in a U.S. military aircraft and I'm out of time. Oh God, is this even working? Anyone? I need help. I'm not a pilot. I don't know where I am. I don't even know when I am, but please help me because I need to crash this plane. Everything's breaking. Something's sparking. All I see are trees, just trees. Oh, damn it. Talia, focus. I'll leave a message. Okay, how did it start? My name. Just say your name. Okay. My name is Talia Anderson. I don't know when I am, what year this is, but I know you'll find this recording in 2020, and when you do, you need to find me. I can't explain how I know this. There's no time. I need you to trust me. Do you understand? Find me. Because together, we're the only ones who can save the world.
Black Box, Episode 1, Pilot.
Alpha Base to Ranger 1. I've got eyes on the target. You're all clear to infiltrate. Ranger 1, do you copy? Ranger 1!
Jesus, Gabe, I hear you. And cut the Call of Duty crap.
Authenticity is important, Logan.
You do realize you're sitting in your Ninja Turtles-themed bedroom talking on a toy walkie-talkie?
Hey, my turtle sheets are comfy, and it's not my fault my mom takes my phone at night. Now, where are you?
Behind the fence, right where I said I'd be. Are you sure Omen Hofstrader's asleep?
Yeah, I can see into his room, and I'm pretty sure he sleeps naked.
Seriously, Gabe, I'll never find my drone if you keep trying to make me puke.
Sorry, are you go for mission or not?
If that means am I going over the fence, then yes. This wood is crazy slick. I'm at the top. It's kind of taller than I thought. I don't know how to get down. Crap! My foot is slipping! Crap!
Ranger 1? Logan! Oh God, he's dead! He's dead! Oh, this can't be happening! Logan! I'm calling 911!
Relax, Gabe, I'm screwing with you.
You suck. Did you find your stupid drone or not?
Nah. This grass is like 3 feet high.
Logan, I can see you. It's barely up to your knees.
That is 3 feet. Or whatever. I don't know, measuring is lame. Just let me look.
How'd you lose your drone anyway? You'll never be a real pilot at this rate.
Sorry, Dad, but it flew out of range. I was trying to get a photo of a bird's nest to impress Riley.
That's gross. We've known her since second grade.
Well, I'm sorry I have hormones.
Hey, I have hormones.
Fine. I'm sorry. I'm not ashamed of mine.
That's fair. Oh, crap! Red alert!
I said drop the soldier crap.
Old man Hofstrader's awake, you moron!
What? Oh, crap. Where is he?
I can't see him.
God damn! Armament.
He's naked and he has a gun!
Run, Logan!
I'm counting to three and I'm gonna shoot!
He can't shoot me, I'm only 13!
One!
Get over the fence, Logan!
Two!
Faster, Logan, faster!
No shit, Gabe! I'm going as fast as I freaking can!
Three!
Logan?
I'm over the fence and I might need some new underwear. And don't you dare...
I'm sorry, but this is even better than the time you puked on Josie Butterspur in third grade.
reach Riley. I'm probably out saving the world and stuff, so I promise I'm not ignoring you. Unless you're Gabe and Logan, in which case I'm absolutely ignoring you. Seriously, dweebs, stop calling me.
Wake up, loser. It's Logan.
Hey, I'm here too.
Whatever. So I was just doing some totally sick stunts with my drone.
He's trying to say he lost it, Riley.
No, Gabe. It temporarily escaped my sight. So we already checked Omen Hofstrader's yard, but it wasn't there, so... Shut up, Gabe! So, look, Riley, we're thinking maybe it crashed in the woods and thought it would be cool if you joined the search party. So, wake up! We'll keep calling till you answer. Or, till you get a phone with messaging. This isn't like 1980.
They didn't even have cell phones in 1980.
Seriously, Gabe, just shut up! Call us. Why am I friends with you?
Because I have extra underwear.
You are an asshole!
Whoa, language!
Mom, knock!
No time for knocking. I gotta run, and your aunt called.
Here it comes.
You boys need to hang out with Charles today.
Mom, I'm already hanging out with Logan.
He's right, Miss J. We got important search party stuff. It's like a game, and our team is completely full.
Then you'll have to make an exception. Charles is apparently addicted to something called Fortress. Fortify?
It's Fortnite, Mom.
That's it. It's Fortnite. And you boys need to save him from, quote, a pathetic life of social pariahdom. I personally think that's a little harsh, but it's your aunt's words, not mine. So have fun with him, or you're grounded.
Wait, what? You can't be serious.
Of course I am. Now come here. I'm gonna kiss that head.
Mom, stop.
Have fun.
My life is over!
Your life? I'm the one who's gonna get grounded till I die.
Gabe, I can't let Riley see me slumming it with some piranha.
Pariah.
Whatever, okay, we aren't bringing Charles. He's lame and he's fat and...
He's not fat.
Okay, compared to some whales, maybe.
Hey, stop fat-shaming my cousin.
We aren't bringing him.
And I'm not getting grounded, so I'm pretty sure you don't have a choice in this. Look, we'll just tell Riley we brought him along to help Luck.
Or what if we told her we brought him along to mess with him, like... Steal his clothes and abandon him in the woods or something.
Because nothing impresses a girl like a little toxic masculinity?
Exactly.
Slow down, Logan.
Dude, you don't keep a lady waiting.
Ew. Riley's not a lady. She's not even here yet.
Shut up. I see her.
Okay. I got you.
Riley! What's up?
Did you dweebs really have to call me 27 times?
Yes. Finding this drone is supremely important.
Hence the dweebness. Well, what are we waiting for?
Yeah, about that.
Hey, guys!
Hey, guys! Hey, thanks for... Whoa. You're a girl. There's a girl here.
Sorry, Riley. This is my cousin Charles.
Obviously, he doesn't get out much.
I think I've seen you at school. You carry a briefcase, don't you?
You know who I am.
Easy, creeper. We're here to find my drone, not fantasize about playing naked video games with her.
Huh? I wasn't...
I think what Logan meant to say is thanks for coming to help look for his drone.
Oh, yeah. I mean, drones are neat.
Yes, Charles. They are. So, Riley, Gabe, and I are going to lead the search into the woods, and you're going to stay behind us in case we miss it. Like, way behind.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I guess I can do that. Guys, wait for me!
This is like wilderness. You really think the drone's this far out?
I mean, it has a 5-mile range, so it's super impressive, right?
Translation, he has no idea where it is.
Come on, Gabe. Don't you have, like, sick Boy Scout tracking skills that might be useful in situations like this?
Yeah, they teach us to track animals, not idiot kids' lost playthings.
Hey, it's not a plaything, and we're gonna find it. I promise you. Keep looking, Charles!
I found a cool lizard!
See? He's hopeless. Which reminds me, Gabe and I came up with a plan.
Totally not my plan.
It's fine if you don't want to take credit.
I don't. It's mean.
How about we let Riley be the judge of what's mean or not? So, Riley.
I already don't like this responsibility.
Listen, just hear me out and tell me wouldn't it be absolutely hilarious and completely not mean if we stole his clothes and left him alone in the woods. He'd totally crap his big-ass tighty-whities.
That does sound pretty mean.
Thank you, Riley.
Oh, come on. It's not mean. It's character building, like college frats do.
That's called hazing, and I'm pretty sure it's illegal.
Then it's a good thing I have a plan B.
Oh, no. Not a plan B.
Chillax, okay? So, Riley, there's this old tree that you'd never know was hollow unless you knew exactly where to look. What if we hid inside and made Charles think we completely vanished? Is that less mean enough for you?
That's slightly less mean.
Exactly, but I still bet Charles will totally crap his pants.
Wouldn't be the first time someone did that today.
Gabe, I swear to God I'll go back to plan A and leave you out here with him. Wait, where is Charles anyways?
Mom, you know I don't play Fortnite on my phone. I'm not playing Pokemon either. Mom, I'm in the woods. Mom, the nearest Pokemon gym is like 10 miles. I'm fine, Mom. I just tripped over.
I'll call you back.
What are you?
Holy Pikachu!
And Riley, the tree's right up here. Prepare to be amazed.
Wait, maybe Logan and I should check for giant bugs first.
Dude, what are you talking about? There's never been bugs.
Just get in the tree, Logan.
Dude, what the hell? There aren't bugs.
Yeah, I know that. It's just, look, being a jerk to Charles is not the way to charm Riley.
Shh. She might hear you. And you said masculinity was
bad. Toxic masculinity is bad.
Dude, whatever. I know what I'm doing. Okay, Riley, you can come in. It's 100% bug-free.
Wow, I guess it is pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, we used to build forts in here. No big deal.
Looks like you weren't the only ones. Look, there's something carved in the wood here.
That's weird. I've never noticed that before. Oh, you try wiping the dirt off.
GJ and RD, 1980.
What the heck? Those are our initials. And that kind of looks like your writing, Riley.
Oh, come on. You can't be serious.
I mean, it's kind of a weird coincidence.
What? That some kids with generic initials also built a fort in here 40 years ago?
Ooh, spooky.
All right, fine. Whatever. It's probably stupid. But look, even the R has that little curly thing that Riley writes.
I swear I've never been here before. But hey, maybe we were professional fort builders in another life.
Or time travelers.
Or idiots. Now, can we shut up so Charles thinks we disappeared?
Sorry. But still, it's pretty weird, right?
Shh, I want to hear the crap literally coming out of him.
That's so gross.
Guys? Where'd you go? Guys?
See, it's working.
He's like a sad puppy. What if he actually does crap his pants and is scarred for life?
He'll be fine. It's character building.
I think I found something. Guys? Son of Squirtle. There's more?
Did he just say son of Squirtle?
Guys! You really need to see this!
Logan, I think something's wrong.
He's fine.
Guys!
I'm going out.
Me too.
Don't! You'll ruin it! Oh, guys!
Alright, what is it, Charles?
Check this out. I tripped over this box and then another piece, and look around.
Whoa, it's everywhere.
How did we miss this, Logan?
Because it's a bunch of junk. You freaked out over a bunch of buried trash, Charles.
Look, I don't think this is trash. It's more like wreckage, like an airplane.
It's not a plane. I know planes, and they don't just crash in the middle of the woods, and nobody ever finds them.
Guys, take a look at this. See how the metal's worn through, like eroded? This has to be at least 50 years old. 100 even.
Hey, there's something stamped here. Something avionics.
So it was a plane, Logan.
No one asked you, Charles.
Okay, wait, maybe there's more underneath. Help me lift it.
Is that?
Definitely a leg bone.
Well, where's the rest of him?
Or her.
Hey guys, look, I think there's some writing under the leg. Maybe if I move the bone... Oh crap, this is so gross. Can you guys just see what it says?
Kronos?
Actually, I think it's Kronos.
What's Kronos?
I don't know, but it's also on this box I tripped over.
Maybe the name of the plane? Or some secret government program from World War II?
I'm pretty sure this is not from World War II.
Oh, so you're a plane expert now?
No, but I'm a computer gaming expert, okay? And this box has a USB-C port, so...
That's impossible. Let me see that. Oh, he's right. But this has been in the forest forever. I mean, USB wasn't even invented until I...
What'd you do?
I didn't do anything, I just...
I gotta get the radio! Okay, enough! This is your last warning. We've scrambled fighters. Nothing you said will stop me. See you on the other side.
You guys heard that, right?
I think it's some kind of...
Holy shit! Shit! I'm sorry. I need a radio. Where's the radio?
What is this?
It must be the black box recording. My dad talked about...
Hello? Please.
Who is she talking to?
Not a time. I don't even... Please help me, because I need to crash this plane. Logan and Charles, I know you're listening. Gabe and Riley, you must be there too, so find me. Find me. We have to stop Kronos before...
She knew our names.
She knew our names.
Wait, what? She knew our names. That's impossible.
Black Box is written and directed by Brian Siegley. Produced by Brian Siegley and Chase Kinzer. Starring Michael Cimino as Logan, Breck Bassinger as Riley, Chosen Jacobs as Charles, Jacob Bertrand as Gabe, Edie Patterson as Talia, with Joel McHale as Alvin, and Kelsey Grammer as the General. This episode also features Brian T. Delaney with Beth Littleford. Recorded, designed, and mixed by Iceman Audio. Production sound mixing and dialogue editing by Evan Menick. Sound design and re-recording mixing by Michael Capuano. Music by Darren Morsey. Casting by Brett Howe and Mary Verneau. Production legal by Jordan Rock. Black Box is a Reverb production. To learn more, visit ReverbPodcasts.com and be sure to follow the show at Apple Podcasts or Spotify to receive new episodes each week.